Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm LBJ. You're there and I am here, and you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Welcome. Let me start off by saying, as I always do, and please, people, don't get tired of me saying it, but I hope my voice finds you in good health. Spiritually, mentally, and physically. Not necessarily in that order, but all equally important to help us through this thing we call life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, before I get started, as I always say, let me say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come into your life for the next few minutes. I hope my voice is somewhat inspirational, motivational, and just gives you another way to look at things. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and with that being said, let's get right into it. I hope everybody is still motivated. I'm going to say that you are. And if you're not, just go back to a couple podcasts and listen to them, and I'm sure they will get you pumped up. I mean, I'm still pumped up. I am going to try my darndest to make 2019 one of the great ones. I mean, we get a couple of them in our lives. We get some good years. We get some not so good years. But let's make this one a good one. All right. So I want to go a little old school, and like I said before, I want to read some little snippets of this great book that my mother gave me, and I'm gonna say, you know, I'm gonna put it out to the world. My mother was a godsend, not only to me but to my siblings and to the world. I mean, whoever she touched. I mean, she really, and I got to say this, she changed their lives. She had some part of them just tweak whatever the heck they were doing. And you know what? Let me tell you something. I used to be a little selfish because there were people that would want to speak to my mother. There were people that wanted her advice. They wanted her thought processes on what might have been going on in their lives. And I used to get a little jealous. I'd be like, whoa, time out. That's for me. That's for us. You can't have none of that. So I, as a young boy, obviously not as a young, even a young man or you know, an adult, but I used to get a little jealous as a kid, and you know, and then I realized, and I said, why do I want to talk to my mother all the time? Because she was a very wise woman, and I mean that sincerely. So there's no shame in my game in saying that, you know, I put her in a different category. But I'm running through the book, and I'm looking at some of these little excerpts that from this book that I hope and pray that sticks around in my family for a while. Now, obviously, I would love to say that she wrote the book, but she didn't. But there's just so much wisdom in these pages, and somebody had to put it down. Somebody had to say it. So I want to share a few of those with you. So if you'll allow me a few minutes. I want you to sit back. I want you to open up your mind and your heart, you know, and take in what you think you can use, okay? And the others that you don't need or really have no use for you, then you let it go. But I'm telling you something. I'm guaranteeing that there's something that I'm going to say that you either need to do, want to do, or will do. Here we go. Never give up on what you really want to do. The person with the big dreams is more powerful than the person with all the facts. Think about that. Let that one soak in. That's pretty powerful stuff. And, you know, one that I always live my life by, and here it is, it goes, be kinder than necessary. And I am. I'm not saying this as any type of vanity, but I will tell you this. I notice myself, even when I'm driving, that I have a tendency to be just a courteous driver. You know, I let people go. You know, I let pedestrians go. I'm a very courteous driver. People complain when they ride with me, say, you know, come on, man, let's go. I'm in no hurry, and I'm sure as hell not in a hurry to get into an accident, let alone hurt somebody. So here we go. Here's a good one. Give people a second chance, but not a third. Think about that. That's interesting. Learn to recognize the inconsequential, then ignore it. Wow. That's a good one. Be romantic. For you romantics out there. Listen, be your wife's best friend. That's interesting. Let people know what you stand for and what you won't stand for. I do that all the time too. I mean, I practice that on my old gig. Don't quit your job until you have another one lined up. I mean, that is just common sense. And I'm sure you've heard that before by some family members or friends. And I'm just flipping pages, just grabbing them. Never tell anyone they look tired or depressed. That's a good one. Keep good company. My great-grandmother used to say that all the time. You're known by the company you keep, okay? And it's so funny because I actually, I quoted a movie the other day to my kids. And it was just kind of being funny. And if you know the movie, you'll get it. And it goes like, I was telling them, listen, when you hang out with yo-yo people, you get yo-yo friends. When you hang out with smart people, you have smart friends. And that's the way it is. Keep your promises. All right, people, keep your promises. Never cut what can't be untied. Wow. Never cut what can be untied. That's interesting. I'm sorry for that. I stumbled on my words. Watch the movie. It's a Wonderful Life. It's one of my favorites. It's one of my favorites. Listen, here's another one. Drink 8 glasses of water a day. I know. Listen, hey, that's part of the journey. All right. Motivation for 2019. Getting yourself in better shape. Drink plenty of water. The other thing is respect tradition. I always try to do that. Every so often, push your luck. You know, rekindle all friendships. Be wary of people who tell you how honest they are. That's interesting. Because if you have to tell me that you're so honest, I'd have to watch that. Watch for big problems. They disguise themselves as big opportunities. Okay? Don't cut corners. Learn how to bake bread. That's interesting. Everyone loves praise. Look hard for ways to give it to them. I think you understand what I'm saying. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, I wanted to share a few of those things with you, and I hope at least one of them, you know, or two of them may think about. And like I said, you know, I wanted you to approach this with an open mind, an open heart, and hopefully that maybe somebody out there somewhere, you know, might adapt one of them, might be doing one of them, or, you know, it just motivates you to try it out. So, ladies and gentlemen, listen, I think that's all I've got. I don't want to take up too much of your time this evening. I just wanted to share some of my thoughts, and we'll get back to, I'm going to come up with some new content in terms of motivating us for 2019. But I just had that on my mind. It's one of those kind of, you know, hinky-dinky moments, and I just wanted to share some of that stuff with you. All right, listen, ladies and gentlemen, please, as I always say, take care of yourself. Take care of your families, because family is important. And if you see someone that needs a helping hand, try to help them. I believe this one act really, really will make the world a better place. And it's going to be one of those things that help you on your journey to becoming the best person that you can be. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, I'm LBJ. You're there, and I am here. And you've been listening to the Heartfelt Truth. We'll talk again.